Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
823, joined by Craig Green, Chairman of Louisiana Public Service Commissioner. A little bit of a problem making a connection, but we'll have you back on. So we can answer a lot of the a lot of the questions that a lot of us have. Let's start, Craig, by telling you good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about why you think Entergy owes their customers a refund.
So what we're looking at right now is the lawsuit that you may be referring to, where we joined with the New Orleans Council and also the Arkansas Public Service Commission. Because there's a nuclear plant called Grand Gulf that years ago, Entergy asked for $800 million in upgrades. Hey, you understand you have to upgrade a nuclear and it's supposed to last for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, doing a look back now, that was only utilized 20 to 25% of what they predicted it was. So why did you ask for the $800 million and it did not get used to its potential that could have saved us money and helped with our energy needs? So That is done federally through what's called the FERC, which is basically the federal version of the Louisiana Public Service Commission. And so that lawsuit will go before the FERC to see basically a prudence review. Was that $800 million necessary, and was it used appropriately in the ratepayers' best interest?
So did they collect all of the money and it's sitting somewhere?
No, what happens is it goes into rate base. So that money goes into what we pay in our rates every month. And over time, that adds up to the $800 million. So the big question is if the FERC decides that after the case is argued that it was not used appropriately or a large portion of it should be refunded to the ratepayers, then ratepayers will see a large reduction from getting that money that they've already paid. They'll get that back. But it's not just sitting in a pile somewhere.
Explain, if you will, Craig, because a lot of people pay our bills and we don't quite know what, why or how Entergy makes their money or how much you're guaranteed to make with a publicly regulated utility. How does it all work? What's the profit structure for Entergy? And if when we look at some of the things like fuel adjustment, et cetera, are they going to raise your bill and make sure they hit the rate of return that they're guaranteed?
That's a great question. Look, it's one I didn't understand until I got on the Public Service Commission. So I think one of my goals is to educate the public on how this works. And one of the things we're trying to do is always explore how can this be done better for the ratepayer? How can we use less electricity? And how can our goals are, number one, reliability. What we've experienced in the last 2 weeks, we don't want to have to go through again, and that is outages. And number two is affordability. How can we have maximum reliability with minimum cost as a society, right? And so the way it's structured here is they're a monopoly. And look, if you and I decided to start a utility company tomorrow, what keeps us from doing that really is what's called barrier to entry. The cost to start that just out of the blue is enormous. So They do provide a great service for us, but because they're a monopoly, that's where the Public Service Commission comes in, is we determine how much they get to make, because it's not a competitive market where you can say, I choose Exxon instead of Texaco. And so we give them the ability to earn a fair return, and there's some vagueness in there. What constitutes a fair return? Their debt structure, a lot goes into that. But the way they make money is off of them building new things. So when they spend money, they get a 9.8% return on what they spend. They don't actually make money on giving us electricity every month. Now, the fuel cost is a flow through. So they buy however much fuel they need to keep the generation running to provide us whatever level of electricity we need. If in April it's very mild and we don't use much, they're not buying much fuel, and so we're not paying much on our bills on that fuel adjustment charge or on that for what we've used. Where they make money is if they determine that, okay, look, we have these couple generation plants that are 40 and 50 years old, and those need to be decommissioned, but then do we need to build a new one? Well, a new one's $1 billion, and they'll get 9.8% on that. And so our job is to say, okay, well, how many do we need forecasting over the next 20, 30 years? And is there a way that instead of us needing five, maybe we can only use three? What if we use less of it? Do we need to build less of it? And yet, I think the biggest factor that we face is the force majeure. In other words, in the last 5 years, we've had a flood of a century, a freeze of a century, and just last year alone, we have five incredibly devastating hurricanes. Now, when you have a hurricane, it's not like the roads split like they would in California if it had an earthquake. The utility poles fall. So we live in a place where force majeure is that when that gets knocked down, how do we put it back up? And we're shoot for resilience, reliability, and cheap. And that balance is what we're trying to strike.
Craig, I could talk to you for an hour about this, and we're going to get back with you and schedule you and take some calls on this because a lot of people have no idea. I'm looking at my energy bill right now, and I don't know what half of it means. So like you're saying, you want to educate the public. We want to educate them as well. So you'll come back with us, okay?
Please do. Please do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break, come back with Joe Cantor, Assistant State Health Officer, talking about Louisiana's efforts to vaccinate people. And if, like me, you're chomping at the bit to put this behind us, last thing in the world you want to do is you know, like dump the Gatorade on Coach O's head early at the Texas A&M game, right? Remember that? Then have seven overtimes. Coming back right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.